Okay, just give me a second to light this cigarette. And I'm gonna read from the chapter where Edwidge Danticat calls me Andy, and that leads into me talking about me becoming a Levitanner. So Edwidge Danticat walks into my office, and I tell her to sit down. And she says, you know, I'm not here to sit down. And I'm like, look, I may have grown up under a toadstool, but that's not the way I roll. Sit down. And she says to me, I'll sit down if I want to sit down, Andy. All right. Now, first of all, well, I mean, it gets me thinking about the last time somebody called me Andy. But I need to go back and explain something about my name. See, I'm the only dandy elf I've ever known. I run into a few elves who've named their kids after me because they like the name, not because I was close to them. Stinky Elf's brother Doodle, used to write for the Woodland Times, named his kid Dandy, using my spelling. He liked the way Dandy sounded. My mom didn't like Danny, and she didn't like Andy, so she combined the two of them. My dad was always down at the pub falling off a toadstool, so he didn't have any say. I never knew I had a strange name until I got to journalism school when everyone kept misspelling and mispronouncing it. To this day, one of my pet peeves is people who think they know me real well but call me Danny. You know, if they know me that well, they should take the time to learn how to spell my name. Okay, my father was a pixie. He came out to the woodland, to the Enchanted Forest, excuse me, in the early 30s during the Depression and the Dust Bowl. Dad's name is Tipsy. His twin brother Nipsey and him hop freight trains across. In Misty Glen, which is 25 miles from Ring of Stones in northeastern Fairyland, there was no work for them. So their mom gave her a blessing and said, go on, hope everything works out. Dad told me he and Nipsey were separated somewhere in Fairy Glen, ended up in different trains, were separated for weeks. But after hopping from train to train, they ended up coming into the Enchanted Forest on the same train. You know, go figure. Well, they were determined to make something of themselves, and they became slam poetry stars at Enchanted Forest State. And then they joined an improv troupe in the Enchanted Forest, and my dad did that for 10 years. Quit to write travel pieces for the Woodland Times. He died a few years back, rest his soul. Now, my uncle Nipsey, though, after the improv troupe, he went on to become a big-time leather tanner. Now, that's where I come in. In order to become a big league Levitanner, you have to be in the right place at the right time. That's rule number one. Now, there were 8 million elves in the country in 1959, and there were 16 jobs for elven Levitanners. To look at it another way, there were 16 men in the country who were in a position to hire me for one of those jobs. Lucky for me, my uncle was working at the best cobbler's shop in the country at that time. The main thing I had going for me, though, was that it was the era of the avant-garde tanner. In the Tanner's Guild, a newcomer had won the Tanner of the Year award 7 years straight. Under my uncle's tutelage, I was into Russian constructivist stuff, and the idea was to change the skins as little as possible when making the shoes. So I had elf dames running around looking like they'd stuck their foot up a chipmunk's ass. That was when I won. I actually did some baby armadillo slippers, which, you know, won that that year in 1959, coming right out of the chute. But everything runs in cycles, you know. And by the end of the decade, Russian constructivism had fallen into disrepute. Somehow, don't ask me. The new wisdom was that shoes should look like shoes and that they should be, you know, quote-unquote, comfortable. Now, the high school where I went had a leather tanning workshop, and I was a good all-around tanner. I mean, I wasn't just doing shoes. I was doing leather jackets, I was doing leather gloves, I was doing leather hats, but it was the shoes where I was really outstanding, and I was so good that I was offered a scholarship at Enchanted State University, which has been the basis of, you know, a lot of those guys who come out of the Enchanted State University workshop have gone on to do amazing things. And I'm not going to say anything bad about that, but that's